going to read all of this. That's it. I don't mess around. And then for dessert, I'll read this. Okay. All right. I love looking through my manuscript. I'd like to read some selections from an incredibly long poem called No Eyes, which is dedicated to the memory of Lester Willis Young, the great jazz tenor saxophonist. Since this is big, I'm trying to make room for it, because I want to read everything. When you fall into heaven, do you land on a spot where wandering stops? When you fall into paradise, is it merely nice, like an award ceremony or a device to slice off grease and finally address everything by its first name? Equality, a tapestry, gypsy fortune teller, crystal globe, popped on a shawl top tablecloth, author the next eternity on a rolled out road map where every rest stop is arresting, compelling. Eternity sights, gold circles on a scroll, I roll with the road and flow with the going. When you check into heaven, is it carte blanche or livre noir or neither nor, just one open door after another and you can choose any room? Champagne in an ice bucket, nice flowers, a spread of just right grub, tequila on a mantilla. Oh, thank you, lovers of the a pile of limes and a dish of rock salt, salute shot glass rim with vim and vigor, or overflowing bowls of chop suey pink with jumbo shrimp, hugged by glistening greens, plump mushrooms, where you're served by ladies in slit brocade, silk skirts buttoned in jade and bowed in gold, pouring into tall iced glasses the best gin berries conceivable, believe it. Sorrow cools it in nomad's land, and kisses as long as spring, and everybody sings sweet like lady, can't you see? When you walk out the bronze revolving door into floor after floor of better and better, no need for names like heaven or paradise. Instead, play nice for everyone. Throw delicate flowers and warm showers of coming honey into a choir of fine ladies, playful and sunny, in room after room you never see blue. It's all umber, you dig, it's all a play of pearls, seashell spectrum, tint pink pussy lips, sweet blow three little words into goose down swords, stabbed with arrows, Cupid silks our loins with, Eros gives up the weight and freight, keeping us back. When you walk out of the picture, no longer there in a chair by a window or edge of a bed, everyone instead becomes memory in heaven, blowing so cool, club walls melt, hot chocolate over all the cats in ecstasy, digging a one and only and keeping it going like dervishes in one blur of fur and skin, wins the race over and over again. When you disappear, fear disappears with you. When you leap into space beyond belief, free of it, articulate, able to say it all, who's there behind the door? Johnny Deathbed or Jesus Christ slicing oranges and pears onto a white plate passed my way as an invite to stay? When you say goodbye, you're already looking to say hello to anyone going along a road of light like lava angels tap dance over, and out, Jim, it's simply zipped and done with wings and mirrors. Was there too, and hoodoo's doing as a kid and old man to dig how what's unseen sees and what sees is blind, and ears straught to heart-parting hot curtains, love's butter knife slices eternity, certainty out of the picture into melody. You never see, but always know. When the maestros return to the stage to encore impossible, I'm back in Woodville being born. August 27th, 1909, Virgo. Let me see, more from No Eyes. This is a very long poem. In fact, this is it. I mean, I'm going to read it all to you. I just tried to figure out how to, you know, how to go around it here. They ask me what I do. A secret transmits from all zones into simple, necessary breathing. Tones, vibe, hair-conking sizzle. Is it reefer or sauce? Working inside, fingers padding notes, brass tunnel, lady flower, carved swirl, plays pretty is as pretty does. Do you do right? They ask me how I knew, what I know, how it works. Open secrets. I'm still working with this. I hope you're following my drift. Draped, pleated, reed slicing, jazz threads flow with a love song line webbing you into a blue cocoon. Oh, mellow down, easy gate. The glowing show, go, 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 man, eyes for wise, but slice the dice, fate digs out the unarranged heart, holds it up to red gel, spot meat, lotus, unpetals on the offbeat, dig it. Line of the cut, the flow of garment, the chain link dazzling against voluptuous raiment, pegged and ankled into pointy toe suede, cool pose, display of finery, too hip to move, too hip to sweat, too with it to want it, beyond it, above it, immaculate. You know about zoot suits?
Yeah.
Well, all right, that's my zoot suit. Look out for every loveliness. It's night, and arising silk flowers downstairs, they unpack their cases. Love is already scouting the club. Bells, toque herb to spiral, listen to her see. My heresy becomes languor, luxury, erasing out all the extras. Eyes of breath ring bells of high on bed's edge, horn case closed, blink, blink, Broadway neon, hit edge of burning sauce. Bells count tone, pushing line to resolve and fluid Zildjian, cymbals brushed. Joe's sizzle amour, a tour of space, love floats her veils throughout, thoroughfare of broken hearts, ensembled and assembled into one, solo after another, after all hours collapse into one moment going after another. That's just a moment, you know. Fading away from weight of the world, fading away snapshot too long in the light, fading away sound of the last solo, room for dew to rust pads and keys, fading away reality and truth, fading away as a way away from it all, fading away gold-scrolled horn tarnished outside, nobody to play it, lean against shaping force and tilt the horn up into it. Oh, I love going through these manuscripts. I do. Oh, yes. Just you, just me. Dreaming is one, dreamy Brooklyn nights, Ofay blends, mulatto tans, booking mix-up uptown, soldier boy gulps reefer bells, gets ass kicked in the brig for banging white women. Okay, I'm tired of the same old story, how you fall down the hole, hit the bottom and break. They're waiting for the next set. Dig the paper moon, full and dangerously white tonight. Dig cats off the loose wig, triggered by... Dig the other cats, cutting the air with notes fast and sharp. Dig how it all plays out while I stay out of it upstairs. Plop a platter on the portable phonograph and dig Joe Stafford. Map pain woven up in strings of nylon, shears, first wound winding down in the micro crack between night and day. You are the one in the cold gray before warm orange colored sky opens Broadway up to day, people. Can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Sweet pea curled up and coiled, already spoiled by skin. The end of love without question or sass. What can I tell you, baby? What can I say? All of me. Instant coming into light, all dark blue hurt from that moment on. Why was I born to leap into one note, tension, touch each button, drove you sublimely crazy in the release. Buffed brass, silver plated cornucopia, utopia every second of my solo. So low to soaked mulch, earth heat, ground of round tones, hold your face in my hands, dig it. Oh, Jesus, this goes on. I'm telling you, you know, once you start writing these things, they don't quit until you quit. Don't like a whole lot of noise. 8 changes where there ought to be 2. Ladies take it and run it back wrong and crowded, but cop bread in fistfuls. Waterfall, too much cement in the spaces, crush the move of rhythm into robot clunk. No eyes for too much when enough's the truth. He's an old junkie, he's an old funky, he's an old funking and all that shit. No shit, no shit in my nose and nothing. No, I'll drink and smoke, Ivy Divey. Seeing's believing and hearing's a bitch. All the physicians come to hear the musicians. Stan gets the money. All the ladies come to see me, but Stan gets the money. You dig? Digging is one thing, but Johnny Deathbed buries it deep and ripe for worm chow. Fill the mulch with each afterwards, new names engorged and fact-busting thick got to be eating their way out. Don't be nervous, don't be scared, don't play 8 changes when there ought to be 2. Just 2 ladies sitting on a cup, one fell in and the other stood up and walked out the door, down the stairs, back into birdland for some suede cat grayer than London to get done in once more. Keep coming back for more of the same pain. It feels so good, like I knew it would. And it's very clear our love is here to stay. Slipped in between sets, your parting shot, hot slot tight and right behind the screen. Cats pass by on their way to the can, in and out of the groove, in air, an air of spark. Lights up eyes between us all, big eyes. Oh, and it just goes on and on. And it goes. I can't tell you how it goes on. I just keep on hoping I'll run into something that'll hit the right thing. No, I guess I'll just move along. Okay. Lester Young died at the age of 50. Half a century. Now from, let's see. Recently I was involved with a lot of beat revisited events that were taking place in the Bay Area. this huge post-war art show that the Whitney Museum had in New York, the Roadshow Company, came to San Francisco, and then they sort of wheeled out the survivors of that period, you know, and there are walkers and stuff like that, you know, coming out to tell everybody, you know, how great it was, and in the old days, you know, before they keeled over, it got me to thinking. I mean, I was participating in some of these events at the museum, you know. This was like the de Young Museum, which is like one of the really, I mean, this is a very serious place. It's like Maynard G. Krebs would say, it's like, man, an institution or something like that. And I had always thought that the movement was anti-institution, but then suddenly all of these anti-institution people are there in like a tweed jackets, you know, and the leather pads, smoking, and posing for anyway. I'll just read you a little bit from a longer work called The Beat Thing. I will start off with a little prefatory note. There was a science fiction writer and an editor of a science fiction magazine called Astounding Science Fiction during that period, a man named John W. Campbell. He wrote a story called Who Goes There, which was turned into the movie The Thing, and then was turned into another movie called The Thing some 40 or 30 years later. I'm talking about the movie that came during the period that we all love as the 50s, the great spawning ground for the beat, Nick. So, like Campbell's Who Goes There, Jim Arness, who played The Thing, as tall as Charles Olson, a famous black market poet of that period, who used to call him the Big O, you know, and this is a huge guy. Inside some kind of rubber glove suit, tears off the door of an Arctic station where scientists confront alien life and fall apart in the impossibility, the impassibility of the other, the thing. Well, you know, that's... Now that I've done the preface, I'm going to get into... All right, ka-chung. Beat ephemera, filling up shoeboxes, mice nest in. I guess I'll go home. I mean, this is too good. Beat lounge acts at Ramada Inn bars near most airports. Beat crews. Mingle with survivors. Sit at the captain's table with poet du jour and dance to elderly bebop band at night. Win costume contest. Feed sharks masterpieces. Harpoon beached whales. Have a bunch of books signed by blind bard riffing disenchanties. Adored singing up from the waxed floor his high led to. Beat correspondence school ads on TV. John Saxon reads off the course offerings. Beat fairs. Rent space with tables of books, berets, records, leotards, video cassettes, CDs, posters, 8x10 glossies, period antiquities and Bakelite, chrome, tiger skin, pincushion vinyl, push-button cherry gizmos, classic Tupperware and stacks. It's really the looks, not the books. beat things, shrink inside outsize sweaters, wedge into room corners away from lone candle jammed in wax cake wine bottle, beat gamins and Jack Sprat artistes, shade goggled eyes above black turtleneck sweaters wool line. Beat wax museums in Fisherman's Wharf, downtown Lowell, McDougal Street, and beat thing Hall of Fame wing of Planet Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard. Beat leftovers, second stringers, impersonators at beat fests and contests for the best Kerouac in Burroughs, while in another hotel, Elvis's spangle, glitter, lip curl compete for credibility. Beat karaoke franchises. Beat Generation, the musical. Touring shows at Burb malls and civic centers. Beat 900 numbers for phone bop prosody or Mamie Van Doren clone, phone sex bongo. Beat flesh, pixeled bricolage CD-ROMs. Beat DNA, flash frozen sperm and eggs at Better Baby Boutiques. New stock added weekly as old timers give it up before drying up. Excuse me one moment. I mean, I'm still working on it. I've passed by a lot of really great stuff, but I... You can't go back again. All right, see, I'm still working on this particular riff. Beat Hulk bulk bashes through square doors into loving living rooms offering drinks, food, and copies of books to be signed and daughters to be courted and script writers and producers with real deals. Beat bulk lurch to lunch through plate glass posh cafe doors, pour blood spread over crisp white linen tablecloth, fans magic act off the table for their wall hangings. Beat thing headbutts into corporate conference room where suits reach out their pens for him to marathon grab as he signs contract after contract, stacks up to a big deal. Beat body propped up against wall for press conference, the agent Charlie McCarthy's. Beat superstar on MTV, fast cut, scratch 50s newsreel footage intercut with sitcoms voiceover, Kurt Loder asks about Burroughs killing his wife. Beat CEO of Media Congealment on Charlie Rose spars with Bill Gates and razor-sharp khakis and Italian soft leather loafers for global ownership of poetry. Beat creature from Black Lagoon, dip spoon in tub of Ben and Jerry's, Kerouac caramel walnut chunk satori. Beat Nick, stick pen in toxic state of incorporation, finishing epic copy for Beatsville Disney Urban Mall theme park. Beat infomercial, Ann Waldman hosting. Looks cool in new do, and black silk sheath and stockings in Susie's red beret with Beat bodyguards, Ginsburg Burroughs on each side of the divan. Beat Gap line of chinos, lumberjack, flannel shirts, Dr. Dean beat shades, Joe Camel, unfiltered beat smokes, Armani blue black basement zoots to suit up in and walk down into theme bar restaurant, Coolsville, chain owned by three publishers, owned by a transglobal media conglomerate, owned by a network of oil companies, owned by a consortium of arms dealers, owned by a conglomerate of drug producers, owned by a massive web work of Swiss bankers and German brokers in silent partnership with Japanese alchemists in collusion with Chinese gerontologists as proxies for Reverend Moon.
beat mercenaries, high steppers, bottom feeders, set up emporium marts in college towns and fast food trough dance halls underwritten by Dr. Pepper's new B-Aid colon, McDonald's beet meat subs, espresso shakes, bongo, burgers, coleslaw. Goes by fast, what can I say? I know. Keep up, I'll see you around. You'll lose a few. And then you start losing more and more. I mean, you know, it's just gradual. If I, you know, if I'm going to read the whole thing, this is it. It's going to be, you know. Indulge me while I continue my rant. Beat cross-country tours in refurbished Chevys and fin-tail caddies driven by fast-talking, clean-cut, Neil-like tour guides who park at beat motels stapled along 66 with bar jukeboxes stocked with bebop and rhythm and blues and haiku cocktail napkins. Oh, God. Beat motif lap dancers. Beat beret-ribbed rubbers, beat triple X loops, gay beat road buddies, triple X sax dildos, beat rebel leather flight jackets and slave jeans with snap-open back flap for bongo beat fisting, beat custom outfits with gold leaf burrow signature on barrel, HH monogram smack baggies, Gallo's special edition label reproduces page from On the Road scroll, comes in cases of 24 poor boy screw top bottles only and isn't sold downtown. Cassidy nickel and dime bags with silkscreen photo of Neil in white t-shirt and deluxe kilo limited edition silkscreened last photo of Neil on the railroad track somewhere in Mexico numbered and signed by Keezy. Bonus presentation set of gold pistol bullets and brass plaque plush lined case with certificate of authenticity numbered and signed by William Lee. And so on. I mean, it just, you know, a beat thing, this is like Boys Town Revisited. You know, what is it all about? It's guys running away, you know, like, isn't it great to run away? We can do it, you can't. Well, let me see. I mean, I hate to, yes, well, I can and I will. So, let me see. I really had something. Here's some short poems. These are called fours. When in jazz, sometimes at the end of a number, musicians will trade solos back and forth. And Art Pepper, jazz pit bull, tore himself inside and out, apart and to pieces in moments of renewal. Frank Morgan did time too, tattooed by junk needle tears. Chet, of course, was a junkie who gave moments of beauty not inconsistent with his major preoccupation. You relaxing now? All right, very good. Don't aspire to no romantic nobility, deep dish wisdom, oracle pies, smoking window ledge hedge, fortune cookie doll to inchoate drummers on the wheel going nowhere. Don't desire no right uptight camp flowers follow day and night to the last letter in Fido robotic. Know how that goes, words hypnotic. Puts them all to sleep. Knees creep to gold leaf altar, 8x10 of yours truly glazed, time machine, fax transcendent. Don't aspire to no career needing boards and meetings and guards with sleek guns and shoulder gloves, dense tint windows, bulletproof stretch limo, morph mobile stuck in everyone else's gridlock. Nowhere going arrogance to heat-shrunk distance of saps and budget cars, loud radio anger, knife-edge sharpen life, kill careen, lane into lane, skid through crap fallen from Charles Fort skies. Don't have much ambition, wait for a doorway to fit me, a second skin I push my rust cart, hold my stuff, rough it with limited tenderness for anyone else so struck. Don't know which way's up until my head hits it and powers pucker mouth, puke showers down upon 9-to-5ers going nowhere from home to work to home again. Have you ever thought about the, I don't know if you have homeless in St. Louis. Oh, you do. Okay. Well, I'm glad to see that. You know, it's moving along. I just thought it was only in, you know, in San Francisco and New York. I mean, and Los Angeles, just about every other place I've been. You know, that has shopping carts. I mean, do you ever saw the irony of that? Homeless people driving their stuff in shopping carts from the supermarket. I've mulled on this. This is something that the Zen people haven't been able to. There hasn't been a proper koan yet or haiku about that. That's a peculiar thing. I have one more poem and then I'm out of here. But I'm just trying to find it, and I know it's here somewhere. See, this is the problem when you. You don't mind me looking through this? Oh, thank you very much. Yes, it's a very good. Thank you. Great, I don't know, but it's stuff. There's no doubt about it. I'm interested in a poem I wrote about technology. It's from another serial poem I'm writing. A serial poem basically just means, I suppose, thematically derived poem in various segments. This is a book called Reds versus Feds. And now if I can just find what I'm looking for. Oh, excuse me, I know this is so unprofessional, and what can I say? Lots of luck, right? I know. It'll turn up. Why don't you talk amongst yourselves while I'm looking for this thing? I saw it a while ago. In fact, I was going to read it before I read the beat thing, and then I don't know. I after giving you the introduction, I couldn't not. Here we go. All right. Thank you. Excuse me. Now I don't know if this is going to be any more amusing. But we'll try. Beg your pardon? Yeltsin's watching me. Yes, that fellow. Yeah, well, he had like what a quintuple. I didn't know that the heart had that many. I thought it was only 4, but apparently, Boris has got like 5 of these things. I mean, no wonder he had a heart problem. I mean, you know, it's like working on. Okay. Tech. That's the name of this poem, Tech, T-E-C-H. Tech stipples chips out of metals. Tech kicks steel-pointed toe into throats. Tech wrecks. Tech builds. Tech takes our breath away. Tech talks for us anyway. Tech walks away. Tech stays out of eye range. Tech stays neutral unless tech bombs maps. Tech makes bread, hand over fist, electronically wired to feed itself while flesh starves, open-handed, open-ended pleas. Even their pennies, Titan rolls, roll to bank, add up. Tech talks light off the page. Tech writes rights off stage. Tech's Asana sits ergonomic in plush back comfy chairs to scan and scroll to 80s rock and roll. Tech sees everywhere, nowhere at once and twice fractal, thrice sliced Hermes wormy virus through Pomo's mainframe. Tech talks spirit, but is material, virtual, and otherwise techne, the making, made thing, man, golem ghettos where no one goes who wants to remain. Techie the mechanic unracks the panic of a higher paid dreamer in silicone hive of virtual jive, everyone staying alive in Puritan abundance. Tech wrecks horizons, stacks waste in vast heaps, abandons once bright forms in landfilled darkness, leaching chemic blood of broken metals into veins of homeless nomads, burned brains with fortified wine whose bottle caps kill. Tech guts uncoiled, spill into battery acid pools, haired with ancient wires, rubber rot covers, reveal concealed copper threads, teeth chew on for edges to eat what moves in tech dump universe. Tech stump hunk of gutless PC on the sidewalk, some kid will cop home and pretend to be online. Tech talk and tech hard sell softens dreamer loins with rotogravure stains and sure pains of poverty cities linked with light. She taps out each ridge of spine disc, hardwired in seizure, receive information's measured pleasure, locust, tap, tap. Tectonics, designer sodas, imploded quotas, ginseng mainframe, live forever, atomized pixel, virtual face in space, revolving planet, news of the world, universal RKO. Tech knocks clocks down to time, torment nano, fractured second of calibrated salary, each gesture a statistic on another screen's bank, blanks down a scroll of credit, crunch debit knives, enter thorax with axe force opera, blood volcano aneurysm. Tech tales told in rave caves, bounce off G's of decibels, imbeciles bob head first, fist fast into mosh pits where junkie suicides reside, carpeting other bodies. Tech tales, geek speak, Wall Street speaker, gates adjust rates for alienated alien labor, down in micro sweatshops, popping chips into boards, soldering info into a nation that knows it's all over the world for a long while. Tech solidarity drives desk bounders blinker to a virtuality vortex, and what's left of body dives willingly within Buddhist pillows. Packers are Saturday afternoon quarterbackers, gulp down quarter pounders, Angora cheerlead promos for more of the same never-changing flipbook of goods fucking into more goods on a cross-the-wheel hamster's plan. Choice according to scheduled cycles, slice up life pasted onto successions of greeting cards, dice time at the sparkle confetti of never-filled needs, your spaghetti gut spring forth unquenchable, bloody, empty. Tech bod, whir clomp, break down cast iron door guarding treasure maps and circuit boards, pressed metal, matzah, and rose stacked against the wall, wailing as the rest of us flail and slip, greased ballroom, marble, MTV floors into new age, slide with formerly old bones. Tech in your head, behind your eyes, fingernails buried inside follicles, transmit binary shit, witless duh-duh, buy, sell, space, holograms, shake your booties to acid rave ecstasies wherever each tech grip unites the broken orb, unties any other, why bother? Tech top tips the scales, emails, seconds before they start parting, cursor eye, blink scanning, panning for gold. Tech-osophy, Theo Grid saps Sophia's bean and her old man craps out of the loop, stoops to rancor the cop chip dipped into enough snuff to charge the super chief to Mars. Tech talk brains on the march, vortices horizontal extremes, insistence of Cezanne planes, and plain talk walks out the back door wanting a refund, a rebate, some recompense for nonsense. Tech mechs, hexed at the border, disordered and bruised, sings cantina blues to INS kids, still in love with their new guns, perfumed and oil boils their blood, ready or not for damage and grief. Tech brain, pro egghead, ineffectual intellectual power and knowledge, verithane, vertical, hermetic peeled reelers, roll lines of banal lopped into office pools, sliding away in tight intrigue skirts and Brooks Brothers shirts, and everybody alert to dirt beneath carpets, new shoes touched gently along the cracked facade. Tech Heidegger Heil, the revealing concerns nature, unveiled, impaled in points of plastic light-filled chips of enframed derangement. Even though freedom governs the open, the closed fist petals, lotus-like from closed mind, clothed da sein, da 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 la nada. Tech nicked color slime blood feeds knee tick jerk and knees jerk, parasites and paradoxes on compatible stereo. Oh no, not fields of story, disremembering, dissing dat, what's in your face, unremitting, unquitting, sit on it, read rubber stamp news, re done dance, sweep up shadows. Technae's nature, truth evaporates on tongue tip, slips away furled inside your ear, spiral winds deep into a displaced space, soul said to reside there upon her song, throttled into cacophony, delire. Tech taught thought wired through preschool kids, mouse rocket games, count up carnage. New age, old time, nation state means what it meant them to. Duck and unplug and run like hell out of serene mall cage logic. Tech, no, Luddite, stalagmite, stuck in calcified, drip, drip, statuary froze in one stuck idea. Tech, new, tom-tom, blips, cursor under eyelids, spasm, twitch, itch for more hard drive power below the belt rocket pockets, shoot off batteries bringing forth Smith and Wesson, click, cock, unload, Das Entenbergen, Candice Bergen, micro-optical connects us with a pin drop, Techne, a mode of revelation of hearing and seeing all that's fit to mint and impress class rage and race rage and sexual fury into psyches of Nike-denying acrobats of revolt with pliers and stun guns of fun knockoff balances, no grind down. Storm the fucking Bastille. Get real, folks. As you get poorer, and the rich get richer, beyond need or greed, stop taking shit. Fuck true grit. Kick ass and break the spell. Hell ain't less, it's more. Thank you.